Johnny Depp and director Gore Verbinski scored big with Pirates of the Caribbean, and today they try to recapture the magic in Disney's The Lone Ranger, the first film version in 32 years.
From Long John Silver to Hi-Yo Silver, Captain Jack Sparrow wears a stuffed crow on his head as the spirit warrior Tonto, who tells a young boy all about his friendship with the Lone Ranger. Controversy is brewing over whether Johnny Depp should have played a Native American, but to me it works as the reverse of his role in Dead Man. Depp is so charming that he leaves co-star Armie Hammer confused. What's with the mask? Just call it the Lone Tonto. Despite these fatal flaws, Gore Verbinski directs the action better than the quick cuts of most recent blockbusters. With every action beat easy to follow in a pair of electric opening and closing train chases that would have made Buster Keaton proud. At 2.5 hours, the Lone Ranger makes Monsters University and Despicable Me 2 safer family bets. But with so many critics piling on the flop bandwagon, someone's gotta circle the wagons for the mad genius behind the madness. At once a throwback and outside the box, right down to rabid Monty Python rabbits. See it with an open mind, Kemosabe, just without the kids. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving The Lone Ranger 3 out of 4 stars.
All right, Kemosabe.